This is Let's Talk Forella, and this episode is brought to you by Hydro Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And just so you guys know, as the podcast progresses, I want to progress with the podcast. And it's like when I talk, sometimes I get into these modes where I'll have an idea and I'll start here. And then the next moment I have an idea and I'm over here. So now I'm taking notes. I'm keeping everything structured. I'm keeping these episodes clean. And I do not want you guys to think, damn, this dude, Dwayne, is becoming a fucking guru or some shit, or I'm trying to be a life coach. I'm not at all. I just was in a fucked up place in my life mentally. And I feel that I am in a 360 degree position today. When I was at my lowest, my most depressed, my fattest, just my lowest situation in life. And all I'm doing is expressing some philosophies that help me, some ideologies that I think about every single day. And everything comes from books or come from podcasts or something that I'm listening to. But everything is not for me to be a fucking guru life coach. The person that I present myself to be on this podcast, for a lot of you that know me and a lot of people that listen to my podcast and have been listening to me since the audio version, all of you guys know that I'm the same person on the podcast that I am in real life. So the same dude that'll sit up here and talk to you, if y'all know me, if you've been in a situation, we can talk about shit like that. All this podcast is a conversation from a different perspective, from a different point of view that a lot of us haven't heard of, a lot of us don't even think like. And the biggest place that I got that philosophy from was on my journey of building myself up better mentally, to better myself in my relationship, my career, and actually do something more with my purpose in life. Everything started to click once I realized that you gain a lot of information from books is because books are conversations with people you'll never get the chance to meet. Just like higher levels of education is you going to a classroom and the professor is giving you information that you have never heard of. And obviously, game is sold, not told. That's why you have to learn that information in a college classroom. And that's why I learned a lot about myself and who I am and who I can be from reading books. So remember, Let's Talk Forella is just your homie Dwayne, who makes a podcast on the side with Pacific Light Media Group. That's it. Like, I'm not trying to be a guru. I'm not trying to be a fucking spokes guy trying to build your life. I still got a 9-to-5. I also have an LLC, and then I do freelance work. I'm not super duper rich and successful yet, but I am 100% on the way of becoming. So chill with me, hang out with me. I want you guys to see the real organic transition through the podcast. So everything is just conversation. And this episode today, I'm titling Stay in Your Lane. And once again, from the beginning, I'm taking notes. I want to be cleaner because as soon as I get to talking, shit is here. And it's like, I want to stay on a path, but when a good idea comes, I just want to snatch it and throw it in. So in this episode, from here on, I'm going to be a lot more note-oriented. Tell me what you guys think. If you fuck with it, I'm going to periodically look at the camera to give you guys attention. But I'm going to also look to my notes. And it also helps my ideas stay really organized. So this video is titled Stay in Your Lane. And to be honest with you, what does staying in your lane mean? Staying in your lane means focusing on your journey and not getting distracted or influenced by what others around you are doing. It's about recognizing that everyone has their own unique path and set of circumstances and accepting that your journey will look a lot different from others. So that means just like when you're driving in a car, you get to your destination by staying in your lane, not worrying about what the person in the next lane is doing, and just staying on your path of destination. I like to think about meeting your goals as a captain sailing a ship. A captain does not visually see his destination, But the captain knows if he does what he is supposed to do and what he is trained to do every day consistently, he will arrive at his destination. So why is it so important to stay in your lane? Staying in your lane is important because it allows us to stay true to yourself and your goals without being distracted or discouraged by what others are doing. It also helps you stay focused on your own strengths and abilities rather than comparing yourself to others and feeling inadequate or insecure. What does that mean? Social media is the biggest fucking killer of fucking everything. It'll have you fucked up in your relationship. It'll have you insecure about your job. It'll have you inadequate, feeling like you're not meeting your goals and destinations in life because you go on social media. It is very easy to feel that, damn, I'm 21 years old, but this motherfucker is 21 years old traveling the world. Damn, I'm 22 years old, single mother, and I'm working two jobs, and that bitch is doing the same shit, but she's traveling the world. And it's like, in reality, if you stay in your lane, not everybody has dealt your circumstances. You don't know why that person is thriving or what they have to go to at night to have this lifestyle that they project on social media. Just because you might feel that somebody is doing better than you, there is no such thing as a life that's better than yours. And I'm not quoting J. Cole. That's just the realest shit in the world. Stop comparing yourself to others because there's nobody like you. If that motherfucker got more money than you and y'all the same age and it's damn, I had certain situations in my life where I'm seeing young bulls my age. I'm 18. I'm like, damn, he got a car. He's going to college. He's traveling. He's 18. Damn, I'm 18. I'm fucking up in life. But he's an 18-year-old who his father was a lawyer. His mother is a dentist. His sister has a law degree. He came from structure. I didn't come from those same circumstances. So yes, we might be the same age, but I had to get over a lot of shit mentally. And that's not all rain on my parade. It just has everything to do with where you are today. If you compare yourself to you, there is nobody like you. There is nobody on this planet like you. Your trials and your tribulations are unique to you. God gives his strongest battles to his toughest soldiers. So that means whatever you are feeling in life, if you ever feel that your career is fucked up, you ever feel that your relationship is fucked up, compare yourself to you last year. Compare yourself to you yesterday. If you're doing better than that you, then how are you not progressing through life? Like, stay in your lane, stay thankful, stay grateful. And how can we avoid comparing ourselves to others? One way to avoid that is to focus on your own progress and your own accomplishments. Rather than consistently seeking validation from others, it's also important to remember that social media and other forms of media often present an idealized or edited version of reality. So it is important to take everything with a grain of salt and not to get caught up doing anything. Look, I just said that before I even came to my next focal point. Social media is the biggest fucking highlight reel of life because I promise you, ever since I've been calm, cool, and collected and not posting shoes and not posting designer and not posting taking hella trips back, I promise you now I'm in a better position credit-wise, money-wise, and mindset-wise than I was then when I was flashing, living lavish. Everybody at the outlets knew me. Everybody fucking at every fucking mall north of California knew me, and it wasn't a flex. It was just me trying to keep up with a lifestyle that I thought I wanted. And once you get to the level of obtaining all the materialistic things that you want and don't really need, you really start to feel that, damn, I'm the one fucked up. Because there's always a new pair of shoes coming out. There's always a new clothes drop. All I'm doing is staying entrapped and enslaved with everybody else with the consumer cycle of always trying to look like you got something. Because in reality, it's easy to get fucked up in comparison because our generation is so big on if you see it, is believe it. meaning, Mark drives a 05 Camry, but Mark is a fucking broker at one of the biggest trade companies in Wall Street, and he's making $250,000 a month, and he's working so much that he can't even spend his money. But you're looking at Mark like he's the bro guy. Meanwhile, Jake is working at Walmart making $1,000 a month, and his Mercedes Benz is $800 a month, but he's living at home with mom and dad for free, and all they're telling him to do is just have a job. Then you start to think, yo, working at Walmart seems like the thing to do. This guy has a Benz and he's living lavish. Meanwhile, Mark is driving a Camry. Real wealth is hidden. Real money is not flashy. Real happiness does not have to always be projected all the time. Like, stay away from the ideology that social media projects, because I promise you, it's real fucking easy to be in an argument with your significant other and then post a smiling ass photo on the timeline, and then everybody gonna be like, damn, y'all real cute. Meanwhile, you're looking at her like, man, I don't even like this bitch. But it's like, on social media, we look good together. Stop comparing yourself to others. Nobody's life is your own life. And I promise you, go on a hiatus. If you feel that you are in a position where you fucking up and you not where you need to be, stay off social media. That shit fake anyway. That shit ain't real. Motherfuckers could look at my shit and think, damn, this dude Dwayne is doing it big. But it's like, in reality, I still got a blue collar job. I still wake up every day at 6 a.m. and grind in the morning before I gotta go to work. We still grind and sell our water bottles. It does not mean that I am at the level of extreme wealth, but it does mean that I'm doing what it takes to keep my path right. I don't give a fuck what he say. I don't give a fuck what she say. All I care about is what he say, and that is Yahshua. And the only person who could put me on my path is him. And you can never veer off your path unless you stop doing what it is you're meant to do. All too often, we'll have a passion to start a nail business. We'll have a passion to start a hair business. We'll have a passion to start a clothing line. And all too often, we stop doing it. We get discouraged. We close the nail business down because our friends don't want to support us. We close the clothing line down because our friends and family don't want to buy it. But in reality, that's because you are expecting them to do something that in reality they don't have to do. Just because they're your friends and they're your family, you expect people to have your back how you have theirs. But if you remove the titles that you give people and treat them as individuals, some people could just be assholes, and it's okay. Keep fucking going. Stay consistent. If you gonna do a nail business, stay consistent. Your clients should never be people who personally know you. You should always want to meet new people, because everybody who knows you will always have a fixed station on who you are and who they think you should be in their mind. Think about it, guys. Family and friends, they love you. They love you above all. But they also give the worst fucking advice. Why? Because family and friends want you to be safe, and family and friends can only give you advice based on their personal experience. Meaning, if I want to get into trading and John has traded $1,000 and lost it all in a day, John's gonna be like, Dwayne, you're fucking stupid. Why would you get into trading? It's the dumbest shit in the world. But John's not gonna take the extra steps of education that I'm gonna take. I don't have to explain that to him. I'm going to do things how I'm gonna do them. And if I could stay consistent on my learning path, you will be great. It's very easy to get in a brand new relationship, and people single will always tell you being in a relationship is bad, doing this is bad, doing that is bad, because based on their experience, being in a relationship is awful. But if you stay consistent on what you need to do day by day to make your relationship great one day at a time, to make your career good one day at a time, I promise you, nobody's reality can be better than your reality. Your life is your life. Your life only gets fucked up once you start comparing it to other people's. Stay consistent on what you want to do, and I promise you will flourish. There is a giant fucking oak tree in every acorn, but an acorn can be put in a pocket. It could be swallowed by a child, but an oak tree can destroy an entire town. Think about how staying consistent gets you to that point. Stop comparing yourself. Other people's lives are not your lives. I promise you, off of the social media, you definitely don't want to live anyone else's life. And just like, think about this. I can sit up here and say, hey guys, I wake up at 6 a.m. and I trade. Right after that, I go and I work a 13-hour shift. If we have water bottles orders for our e-commerce business, I'll come home straight out of work and ship water bottles. And then after that, I'm talking to my producers, talking about different titles to come out with on the podcast to give you guys better information. And if I'm not doing that, if you guys are locals who want clothing lines or brands, or you want like a logo for your business, hit me up on Pharrella Galleria. I do designs. But none of that has anything to do with, damn, I get messages from you guys all the time. Damn, Dwayne, you inspirational, bro. I love what you're doing. I love what you pushing. I love the information that you're putting out. Guys, I promise you, I'm doing all this shit because of trauma. I don't know how to stand still. When you grow up in a household and you get your ass beat for sitting down, or you get your ass beat for cleaning up the whole fucking house, and then they beat your ass anyway, or they do something drunk or induced on drugs, and then they do something, they ask you if you do it, you say no, and you get your ass beat anyway, I promise you that's gonna put a pep in your step. I don't know how to sit down. I got ADHD. I also don't know how to just stay in one place, because growing up, all we did was move around. Yes, I will admit that it has made me the person I am today, because I know what it takes to keep pushing, keep grinding to get results. Because in my family, I'm the first in a lot of departments. And I'm also the oldest of seven siblings. I don't have the luxury of, hey kids, go ask mom and dad for some money or some information on building your credit and fixing your life. I don't have that luxury. It's just me. My mom did her best. My stepfather, may he rot. My dad, from the point that I was able to fucking live with him after living in hell with Lucifer, that really helped me understand that, you know what? Everybody depends on me. I have to know how to do a little bit of everything as best as I can, because I have my siblings to count on me, and I know what it takes to push, because I know what it feels like to have nothing. I know what it feels like to live in your pastor's garage. I grew up apostolic Christian, went to New Beginnings, and me and my mother was homeless, living in our pastor's garage, and he had holes and rats, and we living in a garage on a concrete floor, on a bed on the floor. And it has everything to do with, once you've been to the bottom, I'm talking about swamp mud, water everywhere. Like, once you've been to the bottom, it's like the only thing you know is push. I keep going because my biggest fear is wasted potential. I don't give a fuck if the podcast blows up. I don't give a shit if I make millions of dollars off all the artwork, because I know with consistent work and consistent value, all of that is guaranteed as long as I stay consistent. I'm not thinking about the money. I'm thinking about the people we can meet. I'm thinking about the opportunity we can create, because you start to understand that people's lives aren't really different. Well, they are different based on how we grew up, but it's a lot of misinformation. It's a lot of knowledge not learned. You know how many young brothers that come from the hood, that come from where we come from, that I got to teach them about credit, got to teach them how to put their money in a different place, got to teach them like, hey, bro, like, it's cool to be from the hood and like talk like you got slang and shit and you mean and shit. Yeah, I get it. But as much as our community instills in our head that everything is race, 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 I'm not saying systemic racism doesn't exist, but I thinking the same and coming a different way when you talk, when you carry yourself, It's how you conduct yourself different and create opportunities for your people. So all I'm doing is just giving game to the people and trying to stay as organic as possible with everybody. And the biggest way I can do that is by staying consistent. Tunnel vision. I don't see nobody else but me. If you make $1 million, cool, bro. How? I want to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in that position. Zero hate, zero envy, all love when it's only you on your path, on your destination. So even if you see me doing all this, if you try to get on the podcast, if y'all know me, I'll show you how to make a podcast. If you don't want to come for me for logos, I'll show you how to make some logos, because it's all love. It's all opportunity. Everybody, we all have the ability to reach our highest self as long as we stay consistent and stay true to who we are. So if you stay off social media, you can fucking be the best you can possibly be. Also, can staying in your lane be limited or restrictive? While staying in your lane does involve focusing on your own journey and not getting distracted by what others are doing, it doesn't mean that you can't explore new opportunity or take risk. In fact, staying in your lane can actually help to stay focused and stay motivated in pursuing your goals and give you the freedom to explore new paths that are aligned with your strengths and passion. It's all about the right balance between staying true to yourself and being open to new experiences and opportunities. So to end this episode, that means staying in your lane has everything to do with, guys, always be a student. There is no such thing as I was raised this way, so I'm this way for the rest of my fucking life. There is no way. If you understand what the problem is, identify it, change it, and keep going. Motherfuckers that say, oh, I'm angry because my mom and dad are these kind of people. Exactly. Your mom and dad are those kind of people. And to cope with your parents, you adapt those qualities. No, stay true to who you are. Discover who you are as an individual. Stay in your motherfucking lane. And I promise you, you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish. All love. Everybody keep fucking grinding. Keep it up at work. Keep it up in your relationship. Make sure you prioritize your mental health. Make sure you go to hydroaffirmations.com and get you a water bottle. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. I know they're one color. I got an episode that explains it all, but it's all love, baby. This is a Stan Your Lane episode, and this is Let's Talk Forella.